The mind's influence. When thoughts arise that criticize or even question the worth of our improvisational efforts, the effect is always an inhibiting one. We generally carry a myriad of negative attitudes in our minds with regards to venturing forth in creative activity. These negative thoughts are like an imprint on the mind from the past and appear at the most unwanted moments, mimicking their original source. The word talent has probably caused more harm than most words to describe one's capabilities. The system of education we have imposes a sort of dictatorship on the student with its stifling ways of foisting knowledge upon us. There is no need and no excuse for such rigidity in education. No matter how crude or uncompromising, the student's early attempts at improvisation should not be discouraged. Stravinsky said, "Judge the tree by its fruits, and then don't meddle with its roots." Musical improvisation can provide important outlets for musical creativity, and it should be reinstated in the experience of each person who learns to play an instrument. Before beginning to improvise, we need to free ourselves of those negative attitudes that inhibit us and try to regain trust in our creative abilities. Don't allow yourself self-admonition of any sort or comparison with others as to quality or quantity. Instead, think of enjoying a sense of eavesdropping on your own musical utterances. Give way to full freedom of expression, allowing yourself a full view of the horizons you create. Improvisation is the free zone in music where anything is permitted and considered acceptable. As long as the mind is in a neutral state, all judgment suspended, the creative impulse is under no threat and is free to play itself out. Try to act simply as an observer of the nature within you that is generally under restrictions or limitations in most areas of your life. You may find yourself surprised at what it will reveal beyond anything you may have dared to hope for. Record your improvisations one after another. Keeping recordings of your improvisations can serve as a musical journal and help you unblock, while at the same time increasing your ability to use your natural gifts. Expression in every art form comes in a state of release. Expression is always released in a flow of movement. As you allow yourself freedom of movement on your instrument, your music is bound to have some beautiful moments, and even if they occur accidentally, they will nevertheless be beautiful. There are relatively few basic designs that go into forming possibilities that are literally unlimited in number. It is from relatively few basic designs that the greatest masterpieces have been created. Even the most complicated works of man have simple principles at their roots, and the imagination is able to magically link them together. In Questions About Music, Roger Sessions discusses the composer and the moments of inspiration and enlightenment that may follow in the wake of the most ordinary. Simply as a result of the laws of change, breakthroughs can be expected by anyone who applies himself to a task, even when the task involves artistic creativity. Knowing this, one should not feel total discouragement when the effort does not bring the desired results. In Themes and Conclusions, Stravinsky wrote, "I learned more through my mistakes and pursuits of false assumptions than from my exposure to founts of wisdom and knowledge." Many great inventions have been the result of something gone wrong in the process of carrying out an idea. When it comes to improvising, we are dealing with the unpredictable and should enjoy the adventure of experiencing the element of continual surprise.